Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. Time to talk Holton Wildcat football as Holton gets their second win of the season, second straight, and a big one to open district play, beating Perry Lecompton 33-14. The big thing about this game, Coach, was that you were up 20-0 in less than, 8.5 minutes of this game. So, and you did it with a variety of different ways: a kickoff return that set up a short field, a blocked punt that set up a short field, and a defensive interception that set up a short field. So, obviously, I'm sure you love to have the home game and have that early lead and be able to protect it this time.
Yeah, I mean, we took advantage of some situations and also, found a way to create some turnovers. So that was good for us with the short field. And then, we kind of hit a lull after that again, and that's kind of something we're having to fight through is really when you get it rolling, stay consistent and keep it going. But I thought that's the best we played defensively. I think it's the best team that we've played. And I thought we did a really good job on offense picking up their blitzes, and they threw a lot of stuff at us, and I thought our offensive line did a really good job.
Yeah, you forced three turnovers. And then what about special teams? I mean, we've talked about the kick returns a couple times this year. We've talked about the leg of your kicker and how that gives you some opportunities there. But then, I think twice you didn't allow him to get a punt off. So you got a lot of guys making some plays, it looks like, on special teams to help out.
Yeah, I think, our kick return's been pretty solid all along. And, we need to work on our protections and our punt and our field goal. And, we just don't have a lot of big guys in the field goal, so that makes it a little tougher, but we'll have to figure out a way to get that done.
The other thing that stood out to me was that Perry not only had turnovers, but they had 12 penalties for 95 yards. It seemed like your team kept a pretty good head on its shoulders. I mean, you only had 5 penalties, I think 45 total yards, and obviously you didn't have any turnovers, and I know that was a game that started to get a little chippy. Do you feel like this team has become a lot more disciplined already here halfway through the year?
We've done a good job of getting rid of some of the silly penalties and the things that are under your control, and when you play aggressive, sometimes you're going to get penalties for pass interference or a block or whatever it might be. So you kind of have to live with that with aggression, but we have done a better job mentally, especially on offense.
What about the offense? I mean, you had 4 different guys score. Again, you're pretty balanced in the rushing game. Didn't complete a pass this week, but where have you seen improvement in the offense, and where do you still need to get to offensively?
Well, our inside running game, I think, has continued to improve. We're a little inconsistent on our option game, and, we haven't probably put the time into the passing game that we need to, but I think that'll come over the next couple weeks. So it's been a slow developing offense for us this year, and a lot of that has to do with experience and youth.
Another district game this week as Holton's back on the road to take on Jeff West. We'll preview that matchup with Coach Barta when we continue here on the Wildcat Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you. Coach Brooks Barta joins us. The Wildcats are at Jeff West this week in another Big East and another district game. And I guess that's probably one thing that helps maybe avoid the letdown. Your team's won a couple games in a row, Coach, and has some confidence. But, of course, a huger matchup looming with Hayden in a couple weeks. How do you keep the team focused and locked in, knowing that they got to take care of business this week against Jeff West in another district game?
Well, I think we need to know we play Hayden in a couple weeks, and that sets some goals and things that we have to get on a daily basis. And Jeff West is a district game, so we not only have to go out and win, we have to win by a couple points. So the focus is on what we do better and how we do it. If those things happen, we'll continue to improve against our opponents every Friday night.
Preview Jeff West. What stands out when you watch them? I know they've struggled in the win column, struggled to score, but obviously have some guys that are some athletes and can make some plays. What concerns you the most with the Tigers?
Well, they really seem to struggle on offense and being cohesive and trying to find an identity offensively, but I think defensively they really hustle around. They've got some size up front and some guys that can run, so we're going to have to – we need to learn how to break some tackles downfield and make some downfield blocks, and that'll be a focus for us this week, and we'll need to do that.
How about the overall, halfway point of the regular season, if you will, here this week? Just kind of overall view, I guess, of where you're at. How far you've come? Are you still behind schedule? You talked about that a little bit from an offensive standpoint, but, how's this team progressing, especially when you look back at past years and how you were able to get so much better to position yourself for deep playoff runs?
Well, we feel like we're behind, but when you think about it, in the past years, you played 6 games and then a district, and we always felt like we needed to be ready, you know, that week six or so like that. It seemed like it took us to get to that point. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at again. So maybe we're not as far behind as it feels like, but the game, but the season really is going fast, and we feel like there's a lot of things we have to get better at.
Final thought, Coach, how about the health? It seems like each week you've had a couple different guys out. You've had to plug and play a little bit. Sounds like you'll be a little bit shorthanded again this week. Are you getting more comfortable and happy with some different guys that have stepped up and had to shift some different spots for you?
You know, we don't have a lot of depth, but we have some flexibility. And this has been the year of the ankle for us, so we've got some ankle sprains, and hopefully we'll get those guys back and at full speed at some point. But we do have some flexibility, but we really can't, you know, afford to go much deeper than where we're at. So we're going to have to be really smart how we do things and stay healthy.
Holton at Jeff West this Friday night in week number 5. We look forward to the game. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time as always.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats on KNZ Air, brought to you each week by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, by Community Healthcare System, also by Boomer Steakhouse, and by Medical Pharmacy.